just not real to me tonight. Things are gonna go down.
Yeah. Hey, mama cried. You know, big mama said. Jimmy Dale and I have known each other for 30 some years, and until a couple years ago, never played music together, which was really fortunate for him, but we started doing some gigs, acoustic, just the two of us, out in Denton, Texas, and then through Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, Colorado, and all that. But it was about midway through the first show of the first night in Denton that I realized we should make a record together. And so we did. It's called Down to Love. We did one song already. It's available out there from our dear friend and warrior princess, Miss Jenny Bendel. We have t-shirts. We have bandanas. We have tote bags. We have buttons with his picture on it. Mine. Buttons. And yes, we have CDs. And we have LPs, and we got other goodies out there that will soon be legal in your state. And but we'd like to do some songs from the record right now. This first one is one that was written by a dear friend of both of ours, a great songwriter, the late Steve Young. And Steve, if you don't know who Steve was, he wrote like for you Waylon Jennings fans, he wrote Lonesome Henry and Mean, the Waylon cover. But then he wrote this very transcendental, beautiful song called Seven Bridges Road that the Eagles did and Dolly Parton and many other people. And he was one of our songwriting heroes, and Jimmy's going to tell the story about him right now.
Okay, so, by the way, that 30 years that we've been friends, that's true. But the part about being lucky for me that we didn't play music together, that wasn't true. We should have done it all along. Probably somewhere around that time, I don't remember exactly when, but Steve Young, who was a hero of mine, and then he moved down to Austin for a while. He spent a lot of time down there, and we got to be real good friends, started hanging out together. One night, he said, he was over at the house, and he said, Jimmy, I have this song that I want you to sing. And so I was just flattered out of my mind. You know, this is Steve Young. He wrote Seven Bridges Road. He's great. And because I'm who I am, I procrastinated. I should have recorded the song. I should have gone the next day and got the studio. But I didn't. So I forgot to tell this story the other night. I left out an important part of the story, which is that a couple of weeks after that, maybe a month or not, I was listening to KUT one night in Austin, and all of a sudden they played this song, and it was Steve. He had recorded the song he wrote. And I called him up the next morning, and I said, Steve, you did that song wrong. Because he didn't do it the way he showed me in the living room at our house, you know. And he, okay, now, so this, Dave and I were in Denton on the first gig we ever played together. So we were playing just the two of us, solo, you know, finger picking, folk kind of stuff. We immediately started discovering that we knew a ton of old things in common. And there's another story behind that, but we won't tell that now. There's so many stories that intertwine here, you know. Oh, by the way, I also forgot to tell this part of the story. There was once, last year when we actually made a record, and I hadn't had a record out in many years, and I was sort of, I kind of thought I was retired, but I guess I wasn't. And my, thank you. Because we did this record, they all told me, you have to do Facebook and all that. And I had had a web page for many years, but it was fallow. It just like, I was one of the early computer people, but then I burned out on it before it became useful. And so, Janet, my wife, fixed up my website for me so to go along with our record down into Lubbock. And she found some old quotes, some old press clippings and stuff, and she found one from David Fricke in the Rolling Stone. He had done this really nice review of me, and he said, but he started it out with, Jimmy Dale Gilmore never met, I'm getting my quotes mixed up. There's two different quotes. No, David Fricke said, Jimmy Dale Gilmore's train of thought makes all the stops. But I thought, no, the problem is it doesn't make any of them. Okay, so that's my only excuse. I'm only going to tell one story tonight, and this is it, so we'll get it over with. So Dave and I are together in Denton, and I'm like doing all the old folk songs, folk blues things, and so is he, stuff that we know how to play solo, and because we don't have a band with us. And so I tell that story about Steve that I just told a minute ago about Steve. I told him he wanted me to sing that song. Well, kind of halfway through the song, first of all, I started playing the song, and Dave just played it immediately. He knew it already, which kind of surprised me. And at one point, I looked over at him, and he had a funny look on his face. And he can tell you why.
Briefly. Many years ago, 30-some years ago, I used to live on the border of these two areas in California. One side of the street was an area called Echo Park, the other side was an area called Silver Lake. And Steve Young lived near me, and he would come over, and we'd sit around in the evenings and play guitar and just have a good, great time. And then one night, Steve came over to my house and said, Dave, I wrote this song for you. Now, 25 years later, 30 years later, I'm sitting in Denton, Texas, and Jimmy starts playing. Yeah. But then Jimmy, being all-knowing and all-wise, put it all in perspective when he said,
I pointed out that Steve didn't tell me he wrote the song for me. He just said he wanted me to sing it. So, last year, we made a record, and I sang it. And it's Dave's song, but I was the singer. Stinky, I was the writer. It's Dave's song. And Dave lives in Silver Lake.
Candle in the window.
Sunset sometimes, find a place to rest his soul. Oh, Silver Lake, it's worth more than gold.
The school, the ignorant, the boisterous, the shy. Talked to them all. But last year, after the album was released, I got to say something to Jimmy Dale Gilmore that no one in the entire world had ever said to him before in his life. I'm going to tell you. Tune, for Christ's sake. We were on the other side of the Hudson over there in New Jersey in a diner, and I got a call on my mobile cellular device. Blah, 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 blah. And I hung up the phone. I said, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, I'm going to tell you something. No one has ever said to you in your entire life. And Jimmy Dale said, I doubt it. I said, nope, I think I got you on this one. Jimmy Dale Gilmore, your new album, our new album, but your new album that has your name on it and your picture. It's available from our dear friend. it's number one on the Billboard blues charts. So here's my blues song for the record. This is originally done by the Memphis Jug Band back in the 1920s, and it goes like this.
Same old used to be.
We have too many songs to choose from, you know.
We don't know that one. I'm not very good. We'd like to do another song from the latest album. This one was written by a guy you may have heard of, you may not have, but he was a great songwriter. Former member of the Kingston Trio, among other things, but he wrote Daydream Believer. Songwriter hero pantheon. He's in there. This is a song written by the late Mr. John Stewart.
Thank you.
line out before me. Then a hand is on my heart. It was smooth, honey. And I used to run around with this gypsy girl named Shannon. Got her in the devil. Is it strange that I should mention her to you? Haven't thought of her in
song in it. So at least I get one of them right. You know? This is a song that I wrote about my hometown, and oddly enough, I wrote it about yours too.
Cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting.
Thank you.
still not time for the tuning story. You're gonna like that story. Now this next song is we're gonna do a few from the latest album. And this first one is an old folk song from New Mexico that I wrote. Somebody's got to write the old folk song. Might as well be me. Here's an old story in New Mexico about the night Billy the Kid met Geronimo in a Lordsburg bar. They spoke their mind. One hand on the pistols and cold blood in their eyes. Billy the Kid said to Geronimo, my mother died young and left me all alone. So I grew up wild, like a my best friend. And I killed 21 men. December way be a test later. No, I did not. I'll go check it out. Speaking of good stories, not that time yet. This is another song from the latest album. This one is another reason why the album went to number one on the Billboard Blues chart.
Some real tuning.
This song, like I said, it's timeless and sadly timely at times, and it was written by Woody Guthrie.
crops are all in, and the peaches are rotten. The oranges are piled in their fields of dumps. They're flying back to Mexico border to pay all the money to pay back again.
Thank you.
Woody Guthrie.
Woody Guthrie. Woody Guthrie.
This next song is too loud for me. There are many ways of playing the blues, many ways of singing the blues, many ways of writing blues songs, not just one way. Don't tell them, don't believe them. This next song is one that I wrote that is an example of all three. It's a song I wrote about a river next to my hometown.
Thank you.
fell in love with a woman. But she did not comfort me. Fell in love. I'm a river and this is getting so old. Brad Fordham on the bass. Chris Miller on the fancy guitar. Lisa Pankaj on the drums. I'd like to do another song from the latest album. This is another one that is both timeless and yet timely.
Thank you. Thank you.
I went outside just for a moment there on the little break. And just for a moment. And this guy came up to me and he said, Dave, I'm really mad at you. And I'm mad at Jimmy. I'm like, what did we do? And he said, you know, I drove all the way here from Elizabeth, New Jersey. And you have not played one song recorded and written by Sam Cooke and Lou Rawls. And I said, there he is, right? And I said, fear not, brother, we're gonna take care of you right here in the encore.
Thank you.
Logistics. But so times would come in the olden days when I had to do this, and Rob would tell this story to fill the gap. Now the story is part of the show, yes. But one time,
it was at a college, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The college, a concert being given by Les Paul and Andre Segovia.
I was getting the heroes mixed up. I was forgetting which one played which part. So Les Paul and Andre Segovia were making a presentation at a college, and after they did a concert together, which I suspect was probably pretty good, and afterwards the students got to have a question and answer thing. And so in the question and answer thing, one student said, I noticed, Mr. Les Paul, that you tune your guitar at the beginning of the night and also during every song and also between every song. And Mr. Segovia, I noticed you tune one time at the beginning. And that was all. What's up with that? And Les Paul said, well, obviously, Mr. Segovia here just doesn't give a shit. Well, what could be more obvious?
We care. We care, baby. This next one is a song that I wrote that my big brother Phil, who I shared this recently. Phil was gracious enough to sing it, and then a few years after Phil sang it, the then reigning king of Zydeco accordion, Mr. Buckwheat Zydeco, recorded this song. And after Buckwheat recorded the song, then all the Zydeco bar bands down there on off of Interstate 10, east of Houston and west of Baton Rouge, you know, they all started doing the song, to the point where, when I run into current practitioners of that noble art form, like Gino Delafosse or C.J. Chenier, they do not believe that I wrote this song. No, man, that's Buck's song. No, nope, it's mine. So, Bayshore, right now, we would like to do the only Zydeco standard ever written, to my knowledge, in Downey, California.
Thank you.
gonna lay down my sword and shield.
Down by the riverside, down by the riverside.
Pancrats on the drums, and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Dave Allman.